So what we plan to do today is to tell you a little bit about our background, working collaboratively together, to help give a little bit of context of how we're interpreting these slides and how we're understanding them. And once we tell you a little bit about ourselves, we're going to have a conversation about what our collaboration of bringing together two disciplines, anthropology and epidemiology, allows us to think about as we look at these slides together. So it's going to be a bit informal, and there'll be some back and forth between Mara and myself. So just to tell you a little bit about myself, my name is Elizabeth Roberts. Like I said, I'm a medical anthropologist at the University of Michigan, and I have been working in collaboration with the Element Birth Cohort Project that is based in Mexico City with collaboration between research scientists and investigators in Mexico and in the United States. I'm based at the University of Michigan, where the PI of the project, Karen Peterson, is also located. And I've been working with the Element cohort to try to develop a process and a framework called bioethnography, where we work together to figure out how ethnographic and epidemiological methods could be put in conversation to ask and answer better questions relating to this birth cohort. And the Element Birth Cohort Project was originally designed to look at the long-term effects of chemical exposure over the life course. And now maybe you'll hear more about that from Mara as she tells you about herself and her background and the role she plays in Element.
Hello, everybody. This is Marta Tellez-Rojo. Everybody calls me Mara. My background is in math and statistics, but my PhD is in epidemiology. I have been the site PI of the Element cohort study that Lisa just described, and also I have been the inside PI of the Progress cohort study. Both cohorts are aimed, or were originally aimed, to understand chemical exposures and effects on maternal and child health along the life. As time has passed, my interest has become more related not only to environmental exposure, but also where they intersect to nutritional exposures. I wanted to mention Progress cohort because in that cohort, we are working also with social stressors and particularly exposure to violence in mother and child pairs. So this is the background where I have and where we will discuss these slides. Do you want to start with the discussion, Lisa?
Sure. Although I think you're going to be able to really start us off once I just get us to the slides. So Mara and I have been collaborating for, well, since, like I said, 2013, and trying to figure out ways we can ask and answer better questions together. By bringing ethnographic methods and epidemiological methods together. And of course, again, we don't have the recording of Sylvia and Susanna's presentation. So when we were looking at these slides, what we kind of gravitated towards was thinking about how our approach to bioethnography might be something that could be useful to open up some of the categories and the conceptual frameworks that this birth cohort in Porto is using. And of course, they might already be using these. We just don't remember because we don't have the recording. What we're going to talk about mostly today, and what really intrigued us when we looked at the slides, was what I have as slides 9 and 10. So one is called the conceptual framework of the mediation models, and the other one is the association between ACEs, bullying, and BMI and CRP. So I think Mara and I both have things to say about this, but I think it would be great, especially if Mara, you could start us off with your understanding of what you're seeing in this slide, the conceptual framework of the mediation models, and possibly the other one.
Sure. I think that my first attempt would be try to make the interpretation of this conceptual framework from the epidemiological approach, where I see that bullying is related with BMI, BMI is related with CRP, and bullying is directly related with CRP. Something like trying to disentangle the relationship between direct effect from bullying to CRP and the role of BMI as a potential mediator. I would like to bring the idea that after working in this collaboration with Elizabeth Roberts, to me, the way that I would understand the box of bullying, the box of BMI, the arrows from one to each other would be slightly different. What I'm trying to mean, usually the traditional approach to understand these kind of questions or concept like bullying would be based on a questionnaire or based on a psychological interview where there's a battery of questions applied and defined if a child was or not was victim of bullying. And maybe even a rate or a score of how severe was that. After the time collaborating with Lisa and trying to develop this bioethnography approach, I think that the ethnographic approach could be a possibility of expanding the concept of bullying through the way that participants is living the experience and maybe design specific questions for the particular study population that would allow us to have a better understanding of the concept. That would be basically the same rationale for BMI, because BMI could be a number with a very straightforward formula that relates height and weight, but behind this hard number, there are such a complex structure of the family or the context where the children are growing and the society and the schools that are related to this strong and hard and cold number that is BMI. So something that I would like to share is that with the mixed method approach, we could expand the interpretation, expand the definition of the boxes and the connection between this concept, BMI and bullying, and try to better understand the research question. I think that we could make the same case for CRP if my background or Lisa's background would help us to better understand what CRP mean. I mean, it's C-reactive protein, a marker of inflammation, but I really don't have the biological training to make a better understanding of the connections between BMI and CRP and the mechanism where bullying could affect CRP. But that is why I think that we better want to be focused on bullying and BMI because of our background. Lisa, do you want to expand on what I just said?
Yes, thank you so much, Mara. I love the way that you just laid that out. And I think that the first thing I'd want to say, especially to Sylvia and Susanna, is I think one of the things that Mara and I really can appreciate is just how much work it takes to manage and run a cohort, and then adding new layers to it is even more complex. So, and that's what we've been grappling with for the last few years. And in some ways, bioethnography is something that kind of adds even more complexity to the process of gathering data in a birth cohort than without trying to have these sorts of mixed methods. That said, I think what I would want to say a little bit about more about bioethnography, and then in response to this slide, is that I think one of the things that we're trying to do in our collaboration is to find more and more opportunities to use ethnography to have this kind of built-in, open-ended stage where the researchers say they might be interested in something like bullying, BMI, or CRP, and the relationship between those things, but they don't decide in advance that they know what they are. So they might engage in some kind of ethnographic work that was open-ended, potentially observational, potentially interviews, where you're trying to grasp, what does violence or bullying mean for this group of people? What is weight or mean in this particular place? There are places in the world where being heavy is actually a positive thing and might not be a cause of bullying. I mean, and I'm not saying that this is what this study is showing, that bullying comes from someone having a high BMI, but there's all kinds of ways that weight might do and mean something differently. And then C-reactive proteins, neither Mara and I have the expertise to know very much about how that is understood. I mean, I think our basic understanding is that is a measure of a stress response. And we can both probably say a fair amount about how stress has been understood and measured within ethnographic and epidemiological arenas. And I think the main, I guess, last thing I would say here is that what bioethnography does is before you start narrowing down and understanding the relationships between, say, something like bullying, BMI, and CRP numerically, you first open up those boxes and try to understand through this more open-ended ethnographic investigation, how might BMI, bullying, or CRP come into being in the world for the study population that you're looking at and for the scientists that are examining these frameworks and these concepts. And Mara has been incredibly generous in being like one of the main people that thinks alongside me as we try to figure out how to do this. And it would be incredibly interesting to hear more from Sylvia and Susanna about how they predefined bullying, BMI, and CRP, and if there would be room to think more openly about, or not in a more expansive way about what those three categories are. Mara, do you want to add anything else?
Not really. Just thank the opportunity to discuss this such a wonderful project. Being PI of a birth cohort, I know the work behind all these super interesting projects. And well, thank you for the opportunity. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Rosalie and Sarah, for giving us this opportunity to think about things we're interested in using Sylvia and Susanna's wonderful example. And thank you, Sylvia and Susanna, for sharing your slides and for your presentation. And we hope we get to have more conversations with you folks through the Biosocial Birth Cohort Network in the future. Thanks so much, everyone.